Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the spelling of your email address to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, can I get the zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today, please?
I'm asking about something. I'm talking about a debit account on January 26th. 202.
Okay, I would need to get the zip code in order to locate your account to be able to assist with charges.
I just thought I remember what is that.
I'm sorry?
There was a debit in my account under Ramon Alconcel's name. There was a debit of $49.89 of January. 26202.
Yes, so in order to be able to assist with any charges, we would have to have the account pulled up. Can I get the zip code so I can locate your account?
My account?
We have to find the, I have to locate the charges first by locating the account.
Oh, I don't know how to.
May I
try? I did the debit to my account 2465.
You said your zip code is
241465.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can I have you start over with that?
Number is 1465.
Let's see here. You said 1-4-2-4-1-4-6-5.
1465, yeah. It was January 26th of 202.
That's your zip code?
Zip code 94014.
I'm sorry, you said 4014.
94014.
What's your first and last name?
Alconcel, A-L-K-O-N-C-E-L.
You said, what was your last name?
Come in.
How do you spell that? I'm sorry, how do you spell your last name?
A-R-K-O-N-C-E-L.
A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, K as in Kilo, O as in Oscar, N as in November, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo, L as in Lima.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have you confirm your shipping address so I can discuss details of the account?
Well, it is in your menu account. I mean, menu address. Because I just moved out from the other one.
We just have to have that confirmed in order to be able to discuss details of the account.
Come again?
Could I just have you confirm that shipping address so I can discuss it?
I don't follow you, ma'am. Slowly.
Can I have you confirm your shipping address so I can discuss details of the account?
My new address is 240 First Avenue, Building D, Apartment 408, Daly City, California, 94014.
The address I have is a different address.
It's a new address, ma'am.
I have a different address if I could have you confirm that one.
230 Gassus Drive, 941132, San Francisco, California.
Thank you for that. Yes, so I have the account here for you. It would have been after you would have entered to win. It looks like there was an entry to win a Dyson vacuum, and then it would have explained that you were also receiving access to our meal planning app, Bites Hub. You did already call and get that canceled and refunded on the 8th of February, however.
No, you meant to say it's already adjusted?
I'm sorry?
What did you mean? You meant to say this $49.89 I'm questioning about this.
Yeah, that was already refunded for you back earlier this week.
Yeah, okay. I could say yes. This was done for two. That one is December 27, and this one is January 6, 2002.
All right, no, so you were only refunded for one. We only refund for 1 month?
You already refunded that one, but then there is still another one, January 26.
No, we would only have been able to refund 1 month's charge.
Yeah, one of them. Because I could see from my, it was debited on, it was debited on February 7 and then February 9, I think.
Let's see here.
Yeah, then January, February 9 for 1348. And February 7 for 37.41. That would add up to...
How much were you charged? I'm sorry, go one more time.
Yeah, it was... There was a refund on February 9, 12.48. And February 7, 37.41. That's for the first one. That's for December 27. And what the question is, January.
I'm sorry. So we only billed you the $49.89, and that was refunded.
Yeah, it was refunded, Mom. But then there is still the January 26. I mean, the one you're talking about is December 27. That was two.
Yes, we can only refund 1 month.
One only?
Yes.
And then the other one should be still this one also, that one.
So we are only able to refund 1 month. I can check and see if we can get anything further for you.
Hey, yeah, you already refunded the other one, but the other one is still outstanding.
We can only refund 1 month, so let me check and see if I can get anything further.
For January 26.
Yes, I just need one moment here. I need to check and see if that's something we're able to get. Sorry, just one moment here.
Yeah.
All right, so I would be able to provide a refund of $45, but I would have to keep $5 for our processing fee because you had access to the app for the entirety of the month. But I can refund $45 of that charge.
You refund me for that one?
Yes, I can apply that.
You can call that, huh? But then, if you're going to get a refund for 45, there is still a $4 for, maybe for, you could put it under 25% of the $25. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry?
Did you refund me at 45?
Yes.
Then there's still a $4 difference?
Well, so we have a $5 processing fee because you would have had access to the app for the full month.
How do you mean by that? You're going to refund me for $45?
Yes.
How about the for Dallas, the difference?
Because we have a processing fee, because you had access. This is for the month of December, so you had access to the app for the whole month. So we have a processing fee, but I can check and see if I can get that waived for you.
So you get $35 for 45.
Let me check and see if I can get that processing fee waived.
I thought it was different, you know.
All right. We were able to process that refund, so it will take 3 to 5 business days to see it reflected back into the account. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
Well, then I think it's going to be done. If it is going to be refund, the whole thing.
The whole thing was refunded. You were only charged 2 months, and both of those are refunded for you.
Okay. That's it. 45, and then I'm gonna have to call you again for $4, you know.
No, we refunded the whole thing for you.
Excuse me?
We refunded the whole thing for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've done it.
Yeah, everything has been refunded. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
That's it. I'm questioning about this one. Thank you very much, Mom.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, take care, man.
Thank you.